Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, turns out yesterday there were two more mass shootings. About a week after Uvalde, a couple of weeks after Buffalo. There were two more yesterday, and the day before there was one in Oklahoma. Yesterday, the mass shootings were in Racine, Wisconsin, and Ames, Iowa. Ames, Iowa. In Ames, Iowa, there was a shooting in a church parking lot. Three people were shot, and the shooter was killed. In Racine, the initial reports, it was at a cemetery, Graceland Cemetery in Racine. First report where there were five wounded. Then early this morning, they said two were wounded. I don't know if five were shot and two were badly wounded. That's all being sorted out. And then 2 days ago, shooting in Oklahoma, a surgeon was killed. Another medical doctor was killed. An administrative supervisor was killed, and another patient was killed in a medical building attached to a hospital. They're happening everywhere, grade schools in Uvalde, grocery store in Buffalo, church parking lot in Ames, Iowa, yesterday. A cemetery in Racine, as they were burying somebody decided to pay their respects. Some gentlemen showed up and sprayed the crowd with lead. And a medical office building in Oklahoma. This is all in the last couple of days, yesterday and the day before. You know, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? Well, enough is enough right now. What are we going to do about this? Yes, we have a deadlocked Congress. I have a proposal on how we deal with it, even with a deadlocked Congress. When you have had, right now we're only, let's see, what are we? 5 months, 5 months and a few days into the year. And there are 1.5 times those days in mass shootings, a couple of hundred mass shootings already, more than the days of the year so far. So it's going to continue in churches, at funerals, grocery stores, grade schools. So far, it hasn't happened at NRA meetings because they take your gun at the door. They take your gun at the door. They talk a good game. But at NRA meetings, they take your gun at the door. You cannot bring it in. You cannot bring it in. Now, the hang-up, what everybody's pointing to, is, look, there's a Brady bill that's pending in Congress. It passed the House. It's being filibustered by Moscow Mitch, and all Republicans, not a single Republican, not a single one, is voting to let it go forward. And just so you know what the filibuster means, it means, can we even talk about it? Not that I'm going to vote for it, but can we even talk about it? And not one Republican will vote to say, all right, let's talk about it. I'll vote against it. But let's talk about it. Under current filibuster rules, it takes 10 Republicans to say they even want to talk about it, even permit its words to be uttered in the Senate chamber. Okay, let's assume that you could talk about it. Would it get 50 votes of all Democrats with Kamala Harris breaking the tie? It's pretty clear it would not get Joe Manchin's vote. It's pretty clear it would not get Kyrsten Sinema's vote. And I think, and I'm maybe a jury of one on this, I think there's several other senators, Democrats, who would likely not support it. So I don't think we have 50 votes, even if 10 Republicans or any Republicans said we could even talk about it. And what does the Brady Bill do? You know something? I'm for it. It should pass, but it doesn't do enough. It says we should have background checks. Yeah, we should. Right now, there are very few background checks because people get hold of weapons in gun shows on the internet. They just buy them. Somebody comes up to them in a bar and says, you want to buy a gun? Yeah, okay. That's because he stole it, and so he'll sell it to you for $25. This is what's going on. Now there are 3D printers making guns, and you can buy gun kits on the internet where you put them together, and they don't have any registration or serial number on them. That is how completely chaotic the status of guns are in the United States right now. And the fact is that technology has outstripped the cultural reasons and the cultural basis for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. And they're numbered. The First Amendment, you've heard of the First Amendment, just by being called the First Amendment, gives you freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, right to petition the government, freedom of the press. Everything that fascist governments don't have, authoritarian governments don't have, mafia governments like Russia and like the cartel penetration of the Mexican government don't have, and frankly, that jihadist governments don't have. We had people, our ancestors, they weren't my ancestors. My ancestors came over from Ireland in the 19th century, but I honor my cultural ancestors in the Revolutionary War who died. Many of them died for this. So what do we do? The Second Amendment is the number two amendment, and that is because most people don't know this. The Second Amendment is a liberal amendment. What do I mean by that? Because throughout the monarchies of the Middle Ages, the king was deathly afraid that the average person would have weapons and could overturn them. You were not permitted by law to own a sword if you were a peasant, as they defined it, or you were a villein. Now, we have the word villain today, which has a bad pejorative connotation, but the word back in the Middle Ages, villein, that it came from, simply meant a common person who had to work for a lord or master. The average guy could not have a sword, shouldn't have a sword, shouldn't have weapons. Only the aristocrats could have weapons. Our forefathers said, no way, Jose. People have the right to bear arms. They talk about a well-regulated militia, and that's true, but people have the right to bear arms. But my solution is this. You have an intransigent Congress, I should say intransigent Republican Party plus Manchin and Sinema. What do you do? There is one aspect of modern technology that has outstripped the cultural basis of the Second Amendment that everybody agrees to. There's nobody in the NRA, they may not agree with it, but they wouldn't dare oppose it. And what is that? That is, there is a consensus that military weapons should not be in the hands of civilians. Let me give you some examples. If you took a poll, 98% of the people would say that civilians should not have the right to private ownership of nuclear weapons, of a hydrogen bomb. 98%, you know, there'd be a couple of nuts. And not all of them are in the Republican Congress. Some of them are. But 98% of people would say that the average person can't own biological or chemical weapons because they're outlawed. The average person would say that the average person like themselves should not own shoulder-held missile launchers like javelins like were given to the Ukrainians or stingers to take down aircraft. You do not want people renting an apartment near Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, near the airport, and shooting at commercial planes. 98% of the people would agree with that. 98% of the people apparently agree that private people can't own machine guns. Why do I say that? Because machine guns were outlawed in the 1930s with the support of the NRA. With the support of the NRA. There is a rulemaking, or I should say a licensing procedure, where if you want to own a machine gun, you can apply. And passing that test is harder than any test you've ever taken. And nobody in his right mind, unless they really have some sort of need, which I can't fathom, ever petitions to own a machine gun. First of all, every aspect of law enforcement will be on your case about it. They will investigate you. You're not going to get one. Here's my solution. Add AR-15s and assault weapons as military weapons. They have high velocity. You can fire 30 rounds at once. They are military weapons. They are more potent than machine guns. And do it by executive order and let that get sorted out in the courts. That's my solution. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.